The summer's going to be dark and hot for people living in much of California. At least 30 days of blackouts are predicted there. Residents and businesses are bracing for a wave of power outages. The governor of California, Gray Davis, wants to try to limit disruptions, so he has ordered the operator of the state power grid to give more advanced warning of when a blackout is coming. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
Inside a laboratory of San Diego's Ligand Pharmaceuticals, a scientist is overseeing an experiment on a cancer-fighting drug. In assembly line fashion, a robotic arm methodically dips and precisely moves serum from one test tube to another. Ligand Pharmaceuticals is one of more than 800 biotechnology companies based in California. For biotechs, testing new drugs can last months or even years. Ligand Environmental Health and Safety Director Terry Gio says when the electricity unexpectedly cuts off, it sets their experiments back.
Many of the compounds that we are studying, we only have access to in extremely small quantities. So the potential for, if we have a lost experiment, there's a potential we may have to even go back further, not only lose a week's worth of work, but actually a month before that, because it took a month for our chemist to actually make the compound.
Ligand is part of a rising chorus of California companies demanding more advance notice when blackouts might happen. Experts say the state's power system, crippled by a botched effort at deregulation, will be unable to produce or buy enough electricity this summer. Gio says if power is lost during a test, it can cost Ligand $100,000 or more.
Our experiments take anywhere from one full day to complete up to a month to complete. And during that time, there are certain points during the reactions and during the studies that we can actually secure the experiment and put it on hold for a period of time if we know we're going to have a rolling blackout.
Governor Gray Davis is trying to give Californians just that kind of advance notice. He has ordered the operators of the state power grid to provide 48 hours warning when blackouts are projected. Davis says areas of cities will be identified 24 hours in advance, and specific streets will be announced an hour before the electricity is switched off.
If blackouts are going to occur, there's no reason to keep the public in the dark. We all deserve as much advance notice as possible.
Power grid officials have been reluctant to issue warnings in the past because they've often found power at the last minute to stave off blackouts. In previous outages, they've only managed to give a 3-minute notice. Some of the state's utilities have resisted giving out specific blackout locations because of crime concerns. Suzanne Middleberg is a spokeswoman with Southern California Edison.
I would be afraid if someone knew that my neighborhood was out of power, just because my alarm system would be dead, and you'd be telling people they'd have an hour to get in there.
Governor Davis, whose approval ratings have dropped significantly because of his handling of the energy crisis, says the advance warning gives law enforcement time to prepare to manage traffic and take other precautions. At San Diego Gas and Electric's Emergency Operations Center, the utility's chairman, Ed Giles, says they've been making great strides to keep ratepayers informed. The utility has been collecting pager numbers and, beginning next week, will send pages to some 85,000 big businesses and residential customers with severe health needs if their electricity is going out. Giles says SDG&E will also use a blast email and fax system.
We're trying to attack this from multiple directions, whether it's fax, whether it's email, whether it's through phone. Use multiple mediums to try to get information out as soon as we have it. It still may not be fast enough for them to make plans, but we're going to do our best to get that information to them as quickly as possible.
In the utility's barely air-conditioned call center, dozens of operators are positioned to handle phone calls from anxious customers. Tech support manager Chris Alba says SDG&E is also putting the finishing touches on an automated system that can dial up to 10,000 people an hour.
If the customer answers, if the customer has an answering machine, we can leave a message. If there is no answer, it goes back into the queue and it continues to try to reach that customer.
The state's utilities are listing on their internet websites which communities will be blacked out next. The information will be updated minute by minute during power emergencies. Officials say conservation is still a key to get through the summer. The state power grid says if every California homeowner would turn off 2 100-watt light bulbs during peak periods, the savings could power 150,000 homes, leaving officials in the position of asking people to turn lights off to help keep the lights on for the rest of the state. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.